Thank you, Brother Bob. It is indeed a pleasure to be able to be here this morning, to be once again at the Missouri Reunion. It's been 4 years or more since we were privileged to be here and enjoy the spirit that you all bring. This morning, our brother mentioned in his prayer that we have a testimony of God's goodness toward us. And we do. We feel in our family, it's a privilege to have come back to Independence area. Even though that we love the people in Oklahoma, Oklahoma was not home to us. And we feel that we have truly come home. This morning, I would like to preach about that good news that our brother spoke about, the gospel of Christ. My mind was taken back in the history of the church to the time when Joseph Smith, just before he went to the grove to pray. You remember that there was a great turmoil and a great excitement throughout the community, that there was those churches that were trying to proselyte or get others to join their group. And you remember the story of how Joseph Smith didn't know which church to join. And you recall that in our history it is recorded that he read a portion of Scripture. And that portion of Scripture was James 1:5. And it stated simply that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. That is how the churches were of that day. They were driven as by the wind of the sea, or the wave of the sea, and tossed about. And you recall in church history how young Joseph went into the grove and he prayed. And there was two personages came down in his midst and they instructed him. His question was, or the question that was on his mind, was, this is his quote, "It was my object in going to inquire of the Lord was to know which of all the sect was right, that I might know which to join." It was quite a decision that this young man had to make of which of these various churches to join. It's just like the decision that you and I have to make today, or many of us have to make, and that is which church to join. You remember the answer that came. The answer that came from our Heavenly Father was, "Join none of them, for they are all wrong." Now that's quite an indictment upon the religious people of that day. And it says, "They draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They teach for doctrine the commandments of men, having a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof." They taught the commandments of men, not the doctrine of Christ. Why do churches disagree so adamantly on the doctrine of Christ or the gospel of Christ? You know, it states in history, and we read in the Bible, that shortly after the crucifixion of Christ, there began to come into the midst of the people those things that would divide them. those false and perverse doctrine that would lead them away from the true gospel of Christ. And over the ensuing years, this false doctrine that had come in led the church into what we call apostasy. And it wasn't until in 1830 that God decided to restore upon this earth again His true gospel. That was not changed by men, but that came from Him. We know that after the crucifixion of Christ, and shortly after, it was no longer really the Church of Christ. They did not teach the gospel of Christ or the gospel of the kingdom, but they taught instead a gospel about Christ. Not the gospel of Christ. Christ came to this earth to teach the gospel of the kingdom of God. We know that shortly after John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee and he preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, and he said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." But this gospel that was preached by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was changed by man. Remember what was told to young Joseph as he knelt in the woods. Join none of them, for they are all wrong. They draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. For they teach for doctrine, the commandments of men. This is why the gospel had to be restored and given back to the earth as the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not a gospel about Christ. We are to preach, we are to teach Christ. In the Book of Mormon, I'd like for you to turn with me, if you will, for those who have it, to page 673. It's the third Book of Nephi, chapter 12, and let's begin with the 25th verse. And it says, "Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came to the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross. And after that I had been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. That as I have been lifted up by men, even should men be lifted up by the Father, to stand before me to be judged of their works, whether they be good or whether they be evil. For this cause have I been lifted up. Therefore, according to the power of the Father, I will draw all men unto me, that they may be judged according to their works. And it shall come to pass that whosoever repenteth and is baptized in my name shall be filled. And if he endureth to the end, behold, him will I hold guiltless before my Father at that day when I shall stand to judge the world. And he that endureth not to the end, the same is he that is also hewn down and cast into the fire, from whence they can no more return, because of the justice of the Father. And this is the word which he hath given unto the children of men. And for this cause he fulfilleth the words which he hath given, and he lieth not. but fulfilleth all his words, and no unclean thing can enter into his kingdom. Therefore nothing entereth into the rest, save it be those who have washed their garments in my blood. Because of their faith, and the repentance of their sins, and their faithfulness to the end. Now this is the commandment. Repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. For that which ye have seen me do, even that ye do, shall ye do. Therefore, if ye shall do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. Now, that seems to be pretty simple. If we, the Church of Christ, would follow the simple gospel of Christ, not the gospel about Christ, but follow the gospel of Christ and endure to the end, we will be saved at that last day. But if we don't, we will be like the others that are out in the world that do not follow the Scriptures, that do not follow their God. It will not be well for us at that day. Let's go back in this same 12th chapter and read the 13th and 14th verse, or at least part of the 14th verse. And they who were baptized in the name of Jesus were called the Church of Christ. How does that fit us today? We that are baptized are called the Church of Christ. And it came to pass that the disciples of Jesus were journeying and were preaching the things which they both heard and seen, and were baptizing in the name of Jesus. And it came to pass that the disciples were gathered together and were united mighty in prayer and fasting. Now, the disciples of Jesus Christ, those ministers that he had called, were out in the community, out in the world, at least the world that they were part of at that time, and they were doing the things that Christ had taught them to do. They were not only doing the things that they heard about, but they were doing the things that they saw Jesus do. They were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, not a gospel about Jesus Christ. And what I fear today is that many times within this Church of Christ, we, the ministry, and you, the membership of this church, are hearing and you're being preached to about Jesus Christ, not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Last week, I was privileged to hear two sermons that I felt was very inspired of God. And I want to share with you some of the thoughts that were contained in them. You know that we have gone through in this church a time when there has been doctrine come into the church that was not of God, not of Jesus Christ. And because of these false teachings, the church has been spiritually weakened. And if we, the membership, and the ministry of this church take part in these false doctrine, it will stand against us at that last day. Just as was spoken in this 12th chapter of third book of Nephi, that if we don't do the things that he told us to do and that we have heard about and seen within the church, then it will not go with us well at that last day. But some of the things that have one of our brothers said that has come into this church is there's a spirit that there should be no apostles. Now this is truly not of God. For God set in His church first apostles. There was also things that have crept into the restoration, that of no more revelations. That God does no longer speak with us. That's false. Because God speaks with us every day. It's just that we're not tuned to hear Him. There's also a feeling within the Church of Christ that there should be no more tithing. This is false. Because we read in the Scriptures, not only in the Book of Mormon, but we read it in the Bible, where we are commanded to pay our tithing. There is also a spirit that has crept into this church that Zion will not be a reality. That there will be no temple built. This is false doctrine. There will be a temple built. There will be Zion. But it has to be within our hearts too. We have to live our lives according to the teachings of Christ, not the teachings about Christ. Our brother that spoke last week spoke about in Jeremiah, it tells us to go back to the old paths. That's entirely what we should do. We need to go back to the old paths. We need to search the Scriptures and understand them. I've heard some say that, well, the reason why there's so many divisions within the Church of Christ is there's so many interpretations of Scripture. This shouldn't be. This is not Christ's teaching. Christ has taught us that we should be of one mind. But the trouble is that we all want to be of our own mind. And we want everybody else to agree with us, rather than we agree with Christ. I heard another brother say that something that has crept into this Church of Christ is the spirit of apathy. Not caring. Coming to a service late. Noise within the congregation while the ministry are trying to teach us the Scriptures. We heard our brother say just before my brother and I came to the platform that he regretted, but there was things that had to be done, that we had to be instructed on. And this is the job of the apostles. This is the job of the ministry, to instruct us on the things that we're doing that are wrong. How does it look to the world for us to go out and do the things that they're doing, to act the way that they're acting? Why shouldn't we conduct ourselves in a manner that would be pleasing if Jesus Christ was sitting right in that chair right there, or sitting right up here, or in the place where I'm standing and teaching this? Would we get up and would we move out? Would we make noise? Talk one with another? Would one of us be asleep? I dare say no. Because if Christ was right in this room, our eyes would be upon Him. And we would be listening and cherishing every word that He said. But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, these are His words. And this is a gospel of Jesus Christ, not about Him. Oh yes, We teach about Christ, but what are we teaching? We're teaching the things that people have seen and heard of Him. So it's not about Him, it's of Him. Are we spiritually weakened today? Are we a weak people? Are we so weak that we can't resist temptation? Are we so weak in the ministry that we allow false doctrine to come into this church? Are we that weak? A lot of people feel that going to church is an obligation. It is. It's an obligation. But when you're in a place where you can't have church all the time, like some of our membership, then it's a pleasure when you're able to go. Another thing that was said is that we are lukewarm. And what's it say about those that are lukewarm? That He will spew us from His mouth. Oh, I have not come this morning to get you down. My desire is to lift you up, to let you know that there is something that can be done. There is things within this Church of Christ, many, many things that are true. But we can't tolerate those things that have crept in that are false. Some time ago, I believe it was about in March of this year, I was given an idea of what I was to preach about. Not necessarily this meeting here, but what I was to preach about was helping to get the church back to the old paths, to expose the false doctrine. And I had a long talk with one of our visiting ministry as they come through Oklahoma. And we studied out many scripture. And then there come a song on one of the tapes that I listened to frequently. Well, I hadn't listened to this one frequently, but I listened to tapes very frequently. And there was a song. And it said, in essence, it's time we the people stand up for what is right. It's time we squared our shoulders back and lift our swords to fight. For the Scriptures are our witness, and the Spirit is our shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field. And then it says, step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. And I just wonder how many of us have stepped into the water. We've entered into the waters of baptism and we've become members of Christ's church and we have studied about Christ, but we haven't waded out a little bit deeper. Does that fit us? And you know, we, the ministry of the Church of Christ, must stand against those doctrines, stand firm against those doctrines that are coming in that are false. There's an admonition that was given to Corey Anton in the Book of Mormon, and it was given by Alma to his son, and it's found on page 445, and the story behind this is Corey Anton is a member of the ministry, but he wasn't fulfilling his job. And it says, and now, my son, I have somewhat more to say unto thee than what I said unto thy brother. For behold, have ye not observed the steadiness of thy brother, his faithfulness and his diligence in keeping the commandments of God? Behold, he is not, has he not set a good example for thee? For thou didst not give much heed unto the words of thy brother among the people of the Zoramites. Now this is what I have against thee. Thou didst go on unto boasting in thy strength and in thy wisdom. How does this fit us today? Do we boast in our own strength and in our own wisdom? And this is not all, my son. Thou didst do that which was grievous unto me, for thou didst forsake the ministry, and did go over to the land of Siren, among the borders of the Lamanites, after the harlot Isabel. Yea, she did steal away the hearts of many, but this is no excuse for thee, my son. And it's not any excuse for any of the ministry to forsake it, to forsake their ministry. Maybe we don't go after a harlot, but how many times do we go after other things and forsake the ministry? Thou should have tended to the ministry wherewith thou was entrusted. And you know, this is a great privilege that we have. It's a great responsibility, but it's a great privilege for us to serve God. And it's a great privilege for you, each one of you, to serve your God. Know ye not, my son, that these things are an abomination in the sight of the Lord? Yea, most abominable above all sins, save it be the shedding of innocent blood or denying the Holy Ghost. For behold, if they deny the Holy Ghost, when it once has its place in you, and ye know that ye deny it, behold, this is a sin which is unpardonable. Yea, and whosoever murdereth against the light and the knowledge of God, it is not easy for him to obtain forgiveness. And how easy will it be for us to obtain forgiveness at that last day when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we have not taught His gospel, and we have allowed things to enter into this Church of Christ that was restored in 1830 that is not of Him? How will it be when we stand before Christ at that last day? Not only the ministry, but each and every one of us, when we have not taught Christ. Yea, and whosoever murdereth against the light and knowledge of God, it is not easy for him to obtain forgiveness. And I say unto you, my son, that it is not easy for him to obtain forgiveness. How easy will it be for us to obtain forgiveness at that last day when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ? Are we going to allow our church to be destroyed by false doctrine of men? Or are we going to stand up and rebuke it and found ourselves in the gospel of Christ? Not the gospel about Christ, but the gospel of Christ. You know, we must, as membership of this church, we must be willing to be obedient. As our brother said, as he stood and pleaded for us to not go into areas that are not for us, and not to do those things that would cause us to a bad reflection upon the church, we must learn to be obedient. Obedient in service, in the services that we are in. We must learn to be obedient as children to our parents. We must learn to be obedient as children of our Heavenly Father. And we must study these scriptures that are given to us for our understanding. I see that my time is gone. I want to again tell you what a great privilege it is to be back into Missouri, to be among you, to be ministered to by you. For the past 4 years, I have missed the ministering to myself from others. Oh yes, we received a visitor once a month, and there was times when there would be other ministry that would drop in from time to time. But you don't know the great privilege you have of being in a local until you're not there anymore. Until you don't have that privilege of being ministered to by others. I ask that you would pray for my brothers and sisters and your brothers and sisters in Oklahoma. They need your help. They need your prayers. They're a good group. They're good people there. And when it's well with you, remember them. And pray for all those that are isolated, that they might have that spirit of our Heavenly Father with them. And let us all, as we go throughout this Church of Christ, let us study the gospel of Christ and not just the gospel about Christ. Let us live it. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Brothers and sisters, if you've been offended,
go ahead.
Pardon me for interrupting, but
just a moment.
The lady that I spoke about at the beginning of our prayer service, my wife just received a word that they had a code blue at the hospital and her heart has stopped beating. I don't know the extent of what's happened since. And I know that it don't concern everybody here because they don't know her. But I would ask a favor for me and for my wife that do know her and love her. She is a good Christian lady. If we could deprive you of a moment of your time and to kneel with us in a season of prayer for her behalf, please.
Would you all?